لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى اتقون يا أولي الألباب ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار
آمين
أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and the grace of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, thus far we have covered up a Haji stay in Mina, the Haji proceeding to the plains of Arafat, the Haji stay in the plains of Arafat and what he should do there. And today, inshallah, we shall discuss the remaining aspects of Hajj, that is the Haji proceeding to the plains of Muzdalifah and going back to the plains of Mina. When the Haji is in the plains of Arafat and the sun sets, now he should proceed to Muzdalifah. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to a journey to Muzdalifah in the Quran Kareem and he says, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ And when you leave from Arafat and you come to Muzdalifah, then remember Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by the Mash'ar Haram. Mash'ar means a symbol and Haram means sacred. So Mash'ar Haram means a sacred symbol. Mash'ar Haram is actually a mountain referred to in the Quran Kareem. It is a sacred symbol and it is a means to express and exemplify the greatness, the azmat of deen and the religion of Islam. The masjid is built by the mountain and the masjid is called Masjid Mash'ar Haram. When a person comes to the Masjid Mash'ar Haram, he should remember Allah, glorify Allah, and that is why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ And remember Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by the Mash'ar Haram. Muzdalifah is an open field around Mash'ar Haram. When a person leaves the plains of Arafah, he has a special bond with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is why Arafah is called Arafah. Because Arafah means to recognize. In the plains of Arafah, a Haji has come to recognize Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He regrets his past sins, he regrets his ignorance, and now he is on the plains to Muzdalifah. He should make lots of istighfar to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and continue with his labbaik and say, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. Continue this labbaik as much as possible. It is not permissible for a person to perform his Maghrib Salat on the way to Muzdalifah. When a Haji reaches Muzdalifah, after the Isha time has set in, then only the person should perform the Maghrib and Isha Salat together with one Azan and one Takbir. One Azan and one Takbir. After performing the Maghrib Salat, don't read the sunnahs of Maghrib. The sunnahs of Maghrib Salah and the sunnahs of Isha Salah as well as the witr will be read only after the Isha Salah. Yes, after the Maghrib Salat, don't forget to recite the Takbir al-Tashriq, that is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. After that, perform the Isha Salah. And after the Isha Salat, again, recite the Takbir al-Tashriq, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. To spend the night in Muzdalifah is sunnat. This night is a very great night. It is a very, very auspicious night. The ulama have stated that the night of Muzdalifah is even more valuable and more auspicious than Laylatul Qadr. Never waste a single moment in the plains of Muzdalifah. Engage in zikr, make dua, make tilawat of the Quran, engage in some form of ibadat. Generally, the Hajis think that when they reach the plains of Muzdalifah, now it's a night for resting after exerting oneself in the plains of Arafah. If we exerted ourselves in the plains of Arafah and we have to make a greater sacrifice in the plains of Muzdalifah, So what is there in making that sacrifice? We will do this for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That comfort and sleep, that inshallah we could cover up at some other time. Where will we get the opportunity to be in a plane of Muzdalifah? Ask yourself, whether will I be here in the plane of Muzdalifah in this auspicious place next year or any other time in my life? Death is imminent and I will never know. Allahu alam, Allah knows best. So make the best of your stay in the plains of Muzdalifah and engage yourself in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In this night, also make special dua for huququl ibad, fulfilling the rights of fellow human beings. It is mentioned in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come with lots of salat, lots of fast, lots of charity, lots of acts of virtue. But in the world, he have wronged someone. He have usurped the rights of someone. He oppressed someone. Then his good deeds will be given to the oppressed person. And if the person wronged the person so much that his good deeds cannot compensate for the oppression done to the oppressed person, then the sins of the oppressed person will be then loaded on him. This person will come in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah with so many acts of virtue. He would expect Allah's rahmat and mercy to be directed to him for him to go into Jannat and Paradise. But unfortunately, because of that zulam, because of the oppression he has done to someone, then all his good deeds will be wasted and the sins of the oppressed person will be loaded on him, and unfortunately, the person will be dispatched to Jahannam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from this. So therefore, this night is a night of special consideration for huququl ibad. The husband, he should make lots of tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for oppressing his wife. The wife, she should also make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for not fulfilling the huquq and the rights of the husband. Parents also should make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for neglecting the children, not fulfilling the huquq and the rights of the children, conducting themselves in an inappropriate way toward the children. Likewise, children should also make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for violating the huquq and the rights of the parents. The same would go the rights between the employer and the employee and between every two persons. So this is a night where we should sit back, think, reflect, and accept that I've done wrong to someone. That will give us the tawfiq to make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and repair our condition. Make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and resolve to change one attitude towards fellow human beings. Make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, if I have wronged someone, then reward that person in this world and reward him even better in the akhirat and the hereafter. Make dua for the person that you have wronged. And with the barakat of the dua, then inshallah that malice, that hatred, that dirty and negative feeling will come out from the heart, because you're actually making dua for the next person. One will only make dua for the next person when there's no filth and dirt in the heart for the next person. So with the barakat of this dua, inshallah, the heart will also be cleaned. Yes, making dua for the next person doesn't mean that if you owe somebody money, then by just making dua, then you don't have to pay the person any money. If you serve somebody's rights, somebody's property, any tangible item of the person you have taken away, then it is compulsory to return that item to that person. Stay the night in Muzdalifah, and the moment Subah Sadiq comes in, then perform the Fajr Salat as quick as possible. Generally, the people call out the Adhan there before Subah Sadiq, and then everybody follows that. Meanwhile, people are reading the Fajr Salat before the time has actually set in. So wait for the cannon to be heard, and then the Adhan is called out, and then perform the Fajr Salat immediately after the Subah Sadiq. After the Fajr Salat, don't forget to perform, to recite the Takbir al-Tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Now to make wukuf in the plain of Muzdalifah is wajib. Those people that are sick, old, they're exempted from this wajib. Now the time for wukuf is any time from Subah Sadiq till before sunrise. Even it is for a short while. It is advisable to stay there after Fajr Salat and engage oneself in ibadat, face the Qibla and engage in dua to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. During the night in Muzdalifah, it is advisable to pick at least 7 pebbles for pelting the big shaitan or the big jabara in Mina. Remember, it should be pebbles. It should not be big stones. And if a person can pick all 70 pebbles in Muzdalifah, then well and good, that is ideal. Otherwise, at least pick 7, and the remaining 63, the person could pick it up in Mina as well. Yes, the pebbles can be picked out anyway in Mina, but not around the Jamarat. When a person picks his pebbles, then it is advisable for him to wash those pebbles, and then after that, use it for pelting the shaitan. Now it is the 10th of Zilhajj. The wukuf and Muzdalifah has been completed and fulfilled. The 10th of Zilhajj, it is a day of Eid. There is no Eid Salat for a Haji. A Haji got so many things to do on the 10th of Zilhajj. After wukuf in Muzdalifah, before sunrise, proceed to the plains of Mina to pelt the Jamarat, to pelt the Jamaratul Aqba, or the big shaitan. When Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, shaitan tried to obstruct Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam on 3 occasions in Mina. And it is at this place that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he went against the shaitan, fulfilled the order and the instruction of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and tried to sacrifice Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the principal time to pelt on the 10th of Zilhajj is from Subah Sadiq of the 10th till the Subah Sadiq of the 11th. But the mustahab time, the preferred time to pelt on the 10th of Zilhajj is from sunrise till Zawal. After Zawal till sunset, it is mubah, it is merely permissible to pelt the shaitan. And after that, it is makruh. After sunset to pelt the shaitan, that is makruh and it is undesirable. However, Shariat has given concession for old people, sick people, women, that they can also pelt the shaitan after a sunset. On the 10th of Zilhajj, only one shaitan will be pelted, the big shaitan, the Jamaratul Aqba, with 7 pebbles. Nowadays, the pelting of the Jamarat is much more easier than before. It is not as crowded as before. It is not as dangerous as before. So there's no need to worry and to panic. There's a big boat-shaped wall around the Jamarat. So try to stand in the center of the Jamarat, at the right of the center of the wall, and that is the original place of the Jamarat, and pelt the Jamara. If one can't be anywhere in the center, then standing anywhere around the wall will suffice, and then you hit the pillar that is in front of you. Remember, pelting the Jamara is a great act of ibadat. When a person throws a pebble, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala elevates his status, his one sin is forgiven, and such a major sin is forgiven. Had he not made tawbah, then that sin would have led him to the fire of Jahannam for purpose of purification and for purpose of him to be cleansed before he could go into Jannat and Paradise. Just before pelting the Jamara, right until this point, the Haji was reading the Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Now, the moment he pelts, or just before pelting the Jamara, he will stop reading the Labbaik, he will terminate reading the Labbaik. And when the person throws the first pebble, or upon every pebble, recite Bismillah Allahu Akbar, Rahman li Shaitan, Waridan li Rahman, Allahumma ij'alhu hajjan mabrura, wa zamman maghfura, wa sa'yan mashkura. Again, when throwing the pebble, recite this dua upon every pebble. Bismillah Allahu Akbar, Rahman li Shaitan, Warizan lirrahman, Allahumma ij'alhu hajjan mabrura, wa dhamman maghfura, wa sa'yan mashkura. The meaning of which is, in the name of Allah, Allah is the greatest. This pebble is being thrown to discredit and humiliate the shaitan, and it's a means of the pleasure of Rahman. O Allah, make this Hajj Hajj Mabroor. O Allah, make this Hajj a means of the forgiveness of my sins. And O Allah, make this effort worthy of being appreciated in your eyes. So recite this dua upon throwing every pebble. Alhamdulillah, once the pelting is done on the 10th of Zil Hajj, now if the person is a mufrid, he's doing only Hajj, he did not do Umrah with the Hajj, now he can shave his hair and he can come out from the state of Ihram. A Haji, whether he's a mufrid, whether he's a qarin, whether he's a mutamatti, he cannot shave his head before pelting. He has to pelt before he can shave the hair of his head. If a person is a qarin or a mutamatti', the person making umrah and hajj with one ihram, that is a qarin, or making umrah and hajj with two different ihrams, that is a mutamatti', they have done umrah with the hajj, then the person will have to make dame shukr. He have to sacrifice a goat or a sheep or 1/7 of a camel. This is to thank Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for Allah's ni'mat and bounty upon him. Allah gave him the opportunity to make Umrah with Hajj. Otherwise, the person had to undertake a separate journey to perform the Umrah separately. So thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for this ni'mat, for this bounty, and sacrifice a goat to sheep or 1/7 of a camel. A mutamatti or a qarin, he cannot shave the hair of his head, or he cannot trim his hair before he can sacrifice an animal. He has to wait. He has to sacrifice the animal before he can come out from the state of ihram. Yes, once the animal is slaughtered, now this qarin and a mutamatti, he can remove his hair and then he can come out from the state of ihram. When the hair is removed, at the time of the removal of the hair from the head, when the person is coming out from the state of ihram, that is a time when du'as are also accepted. So when the barber is removing your hair, then recite the takbir. Say Allahu Akbar, say Subhanallah, say Alhamdulillah, praise Allah, glorify Allah. And with every hair that is removed, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is rewarding the person. His sins have been forgiven, and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is elevating the status of that individual. Now the reason for shaving the hair, some ulama have stated that in the time of Jahiliyyah, in the pre-Islamic era, when a person was taken as a captive, his hair will be removed and then it will now confirm that he is a slave. So we too, we are the slaves of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We have violated the laws of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We have rebelled against Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah gave us the tawfiq and hidayah to go in the plains of Arafah. We made tawbah and istighfar there. We came to Muzdalifah. We realized that it was our nafs and our shaitan that was troubling us against Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So now we pelted the shaitan and now we hand ourselves completely, unreservedly, holistically to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We express our abdiyat and servitude to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our subjugation to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we resolve that in the future of our life is going to be At-tahiyyatu lillah was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. That, O Allah, my verbal worship is for you. O Allah, my physical worship is for you. O Allah, my monetary worship is for you. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. O Allah, my living and my dying, everything is for you. Now, the person removes his hair, and just as in the time of Jahiliyyah, the hair of a person was shaved to express his slavery to the master, we also remove our hair to express our slavery to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is better to shave the hair of the head, not just sufficing on trimming the hair. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rahimallahu al-muhalliqeen. That may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mercy upon that person who shaves his hair. Three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua for that person who shaves his hair. And the fourth time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, wal muqassirin, for that person who trims his hair. Now, whatever I've mentioned thus far, to do in Arafah, to do in Muzdalifah, to do in Mina, pelting the shaitan, whatever refers to men will also refer to women as well. However, a male will shave his hair or he'll trim his hair. But in the case of a female, she will merely trim her hair equivalent to the breadth of the finger from the whole head. That is, she will take the plait of her hair one time around her finger, because that is equivalent to the breadth of the finger, and she will cut the hair or trim the hair at that point. But some strands of the hair are longer than others, some are long, some are short, so it is advisable to take the hair a bit more around the finger, so that all the strands of the hair, those that are long, those that are short, can also be included and they could also be trimmed. If two people have finished all the aspects of Hajj, then one could shave the hair of the other or trim the hair of the other. The same would also go with women. If the women have come out, they have done all the aspects of Hajj, then one woman can trim the hair of another woman. In fact, it is even permissible for a person to trim and remove his own hair. These are some of the basic aspects of Arafah, Muzdalifah, and Mina. And inshallah, in our next session, we'll be discussing other aspects about Tawaf-e Ziyarat and some aspects about Iqarin Mutamattia, and after that, the stay in the place of Mina. We make dua, Almighty Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, grant all of us Hajj Mabroor, Hajj Maqbool, and Sa'y Mashkoor. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.